Well, hope you have your Bibles with you tonight. What I'm going to talk to you tonight about is the system of evil. The system of evil. And it's going to really, mostly, I think, tie in to the economic system. Because as Americans, I know that we're all wondering what is going on. What could possibly be happening that G.W. Bush, two or three weeks before the election, stands before our nation and says that the Federal Reserve Bank and the Treasury Department of the United States, that we have to bail the banking system out. Now, many of you pay mortgages, have credit cards, pay for cars, and you've noticed in the last years when you go to borrow money for things, the interest rate is out of this world. I mean, credit cards, I know some people that pay 29%. Some of them 38%. Now, holding the public up like that, how can the banks be out of money? And so none of it just seems to make any sense. And so I remember many, many years ago, I did a teaching on the New World Economic System. That was probably 20 years ago that I did that teaching. And I talked about the mark of the beast, and I talked about the fact that the day would come when we would no longer use an exchange of coins and bills and things like that for money. That it would just simply be a little mark in the computer of what you're worth. And I made the allegation at that time. Now, remember, this is 20 years ago before we all had personal computers and why a computer 20... When they went to the moon, a computer back in those days would have had the power of one of these eye pocket things. What do they call those? And so things were really not in their advanced stages that we see them now. And yet the Lord had shown me that the day was coming that your financial wealth would be a mark in a computer system. And I called that, I still have that tape, I call that the image of the beast. That was some years ago. And then, at that time, I didn't even think, how are they going to do this? How is this going to come about that the man of sin is going to be able to get a hold to every government in the world, every religious system in the world, and every economic system in the world, and then know each and every one of the people in the world, and whether or not each person is bowing to the image of the beast. See, we weren't thinking that far ahead because we didn't have the knowledge to fully understand those things then. Today we have more knowledge. We may not know it all, but we know some things now. So when they stood before the country and they said, we are going to have to pay the Federal Reserve Bank $7 trillion to bail them out and to bail Wall Street out, 3 weeks before the election, I couldn't understand what they were doing. But I did understand this. This will make President Obama, president. Because of the fact the Republican administration was in power at that moment. It was the Republican president that made that announcement. We had a controlling Congress and a controlling Democratic Senate, but people apply things to the administration, the president, not the whole form of government. And so I said, why is he doing that? I could not understand that. And of course, all of a sudden there were some dissenters over in the Congress and the Senate, and they said, no, our people, we're getting 9-1 letters telling us they don't want us to do this. Well, both presidential candidates, John McCain and Obama, agreed that they wanted to do this. So they were right in step with the people in power. Still didn't make any sense to me. And then, all of a sudden, all of them went back into the Senate and the Congress and they passed it. But this time they added on to that $7 trillion another $150 trillion in stuff that they wanted to spend money on. You know, that's all the Congress knows how to do, spend money. Still didn't make any sense to me. But now that we have a new president and they're beginning to put things into perspective, you see, unfortunately, he's just part of the system. He's not for change as you have in your mind. He's for change of our form and way of government, as was George Bush. George Bush was for change. And George Bush changed the way our government functions. So this is not a Democrat, a Republican, a black or a white situation here. I'm telling you what's going on so that you can be prepared, because we're going to walk through some rough times in the near future. Some people, when they passed that, they were told that your wealth will go down. They got their 401ks, and it was about 40% down from 100%. Retirement checks disappeared. They're talking about doing things with Social Security and the VA checks. We have no idea what that's going to be yet. Jobs all over the nation. People are walking the streets. The first one that went down in Florida was the mortgage, and across the country. Construction workers are out of work. The mortgage companies are out of business. People have lost their homes all over America. The American dream has just sunk into the mud right in front of America's face, and they're still walking around in Never Never Land saying, change! And it's change is happening right in front of our face. We just have to know what we're looking for and at, right? So the money situation, before I get into that, of why they are changing the money situation and where it's quickly headed, could happen any moment. Why did this happen to our nation? Well, because there's a system that's being put in place. And the system, we've heard about it over the years from various prophets, not the ones that come and tell your fortune. Thus saith the Lord, you're getting a new Cadillac. Not those kind of prophets. We're talking about the prophets that studied the Word of God and told us that there would come into being a new world order, a new world, one government, one world economic system, a new world religious system. Those prophets are the ones we're talking about, okay? They told us that these things were going to happen. And so in the study of the word shows us that there will be a man coming to power called the Antichrist. We've studied that figure here. I believe he's alive. I believe we know him. I believe we don't know who he is yet. Some people said that it was Bush. Other people says that it's Obama. Some people think it's Tony Blair. Other people think that it's the Queen's grandson. Some people think it's the Queen's son over in England. Some people thought it was Gorbachev because he had a mark on his head. All different expressions of who is this man. We're not going to exactly talk about the man today. We're going to talk about the system that the man will rule over today. Okay? And so this is a term that refers to the force or the forces of evil. And when you read the book of Daniel, you will see that this particular man worships the God of the forces. That's what the Bible says. It says he will not worship the God of his forefathers. He will worship the God of the forces. And so it will be this final effort in the world to bring together the whole world into one evil system that worships the beast, the figure that we know as Satan. They will worship the system of the beast. Now, the system of the beast is moved on finances. They cannot get control of everybody until they totally have control of the financial situation. Because we all got to eat. We got to pay our mortgages. We got to pay our cars. We got to do everything that we've always done. But we're going under a new system. And so the new system, back in those days when I talked about the image of the beast, I said that the new system would be controlled by nations all joined together with one mind under one leader, and that it would be based on gold standard. And at that time, I remembered my reasoning was this, that Britain and the biblically known world at that time would probably head up this system, not America. And the reason being is because I personally believe Antichrist will come from the known territory of the world when Jesus walked the earth and the Bible was written. And I also believe that this Antichrist will be what Daniel calls an Assyrian. An Assyrian. Now, I'm not going to the scriptures because I don't have 2 or 3 hours to teach this stuff to you tonight. I'm going to give you some scriptures. You look in the book of Daniel and you'll see that. And so he's going to rule over the world financially through control of every human being. And he will control these people with religion. A new world religious system. And in the beginning of this religious system, everybody can believe anything they want to. They don't care. They don't care whether you're a Catholic, Jew, Muslim, Christian, unless you are a Jesus-driven Christian. They don't care which perversion of the Bible you read, as long as you don't read the King James Version. Because you see, the only separation that we're going to have before Jesus comes is the separation of believers in Jesus. That's the separation, is that Jesus is God and not the gods of the world. And so the goal, let's talk about the goal first. Whenever this happened and I saw that what they had done, the Federal Reserve bankers, which are not federal, the federal banks belong to a group of very, very wealthy people in America. A lot of them are Jewish people, but they're very, very wealthy. And they're also known as the inside shadow government people. They run everything because they have control of the money. And our Congress gave them control back in the 30s. They said, if you'll give us control of the banking system, we'll never go through another depression. And through the Rockefeller family and a few of the senators stayed over in Washington over a holiday Christmas weekend and passed the Federal Reserve Act, which gave the money system of our country to this little group of men. And they've been in control of our money system ever since. Well, what they did is this. When they came before the Congress, and remember I told you suddenly the Congress changed and they all voted except for two or three people to go ahead and give them that money, because if they didn't, the whole system was going to collapse, which was an absolute lie. Well, whenever they did that, the reason that many of the senators that were against it and the congressmen changed their votes was that this group of insiders, some people call it the shadow government, is absolutely in control of the American system now. It's not a situation of Democrat and Republicans or independents or whatevers anymore. These people control George Bush and his government and the government before that, and they've been in control for many, many years. But now they're coming to a bloom. So those of us that have studied this stuff, we can see what's happening clearer than we could 20 years ago when I taught on this. So I've been watching it very closely. And when they came, they told the government, the senators and the congressmen, if you don't vote for this, we're going to call the army out. And we're going to close the country down. So they went and voted for it because they were afraid. Now, I've read these things. I've done a lot of study on this stuff in the last several months. And so they voted for it. Now, when Obama was running, he was saying he wants to change things. And we all believed him, and a lot of people went and voted for him. And, of course, when he got into office, they got a control of him. I'm telling you, they do. And he ran. A lot of people thought he was a Muslim. Other people believed that he was a Muslim. And he had strong affiliations with the Muslims. But as soon as he got into office, the first appointment was a Zionist Jew. And then there's been several other people that have been appointed, and there's been more than 10 trilateralists appointed in his cabinet. And most of the Clinton retreads that ran Washington are in his cabinet. And so it's not the change that we all had in our minds. It's the same old, same old. Now, the first thing that he did, the first three things that he did, signed, was that abortion is no longer illegal in the country, period. He signed an anti-homosexual act. And then the third thing, he wants a $350 billion bailout. He signed that already. He says that his administration is going to cost $1 trillion a year. Now, you can't tell me that somebody that was a state senator and a national senator that only as a national senator served 143 days in the Senate knows how all this stuff works. They don't. They would not know these things. Yet, we're signing this stuff into law, and another $350 billion went into law yesterday. Now, what are they doing? This is what they're doing. They're nationalizing the bank, what they're calling it, nationalizing the banking system. Since Christmas, there's been over 200,000, get that number, 200,000 stores across the nation shut their doors. Malls are closing all over the United States. If you ride down Southside Boulevard, you'll see the Pontiac, big Pontiac dealership right there on Atlantic Boulevard and Southside Boulevard shut their doors. And I know a guy that went to work there several years ago and told me he was making more money on that corner than any other place he'd worked in Jacksonville as a car salesman. You go on up that road about two or three blocks, and you will see Chrysler has closed its doors. All of those cars are gone. And as you walk around, become cognizant of what you're looking at. Don't just go around in Neverland blinded. Things are happening right in front of our eyes. We just have to see them, right? So what are they doing? They are nationalizing the... Wait a minute. The Lord just corrected me. They're not nationalizing the banking system at all. Since Obama's been in, they are saying they're going to reform a new bank called the Bank of USA. Now, this England, you look over in England, they're going through the same things that we are. You look all over the country, and they're going through the same thing with their banking systems that we are. People in other countries are already out on the streets rioting in front of government buildings. We're still saying, oh, Obama's going to save us over here. We're still living in a never-neverland in America because our news media controls what we see and what we think. And we still think, although these things are going on, everything's going to turn around. It is not going to turn around. And what they're saying is that Kissinger came out, went on the stock market floor a couple of weeks ago, and he said, Obama will lead us into a new world order. That's what he said. Obama is just a man. And I'm sure that he doesn't really understand a lot of things that's going to happen. I know that. And this is not against Obama. But it is telling you that there are some people in the world that have a plan. And the plan is to shut down all the governments of the world as they are, let it all fall to the ground, and raise up their dream of a new world order. Their dream of a new world money system that only they have control of. their world of a new religious system that they control so that they can turn the world, the whole world will follow after the Antichrist. And when they follow after the Antichrist, they will say, who is like the beast? Who will make war with him? They will turn the world to worship the man who in turn is demon-possessed for the purpose of the worship of Satan. The religion that they are pulling together is not Christian. It's not Judaism. It's not anything that we have ever known before. They already have it written. I have some of it in my computer that I've studied in the last years. It's coming out of the United Nations, written by Gorbachev and Gore, Vice President Gore. It's a nature-worshipping religion. And so this money system is so that all of us will have to take a chip and the mark of the beast. And it's close. It's very close. It may be 209. And so it's an evil system called the Force. The movies have already programmed you to receive the Force. Remember Star Wars, the Force be with you. If you go to movies, you're prepared to receive this new system psychologically and subliminally. If you watch a lot of television, you are too. But you have to be ready because the man of sin is fixing to arrive. I don't say that it is Obama. Please understand that. I don't know who it is. But I know that the world is preparing to receive this individual into the world. I believe his throne will be in Iraq. I believe that that's why they built the U.S. embassy on 104 acres of land, which is the biggest embassy in the world, self-sustained. It's a palace that they call George Bush's palace. He's the one that built it. It cost $750 trillion to build it. His throne is ready for him to sit in, to rule from. The book of Revelation says Babylon will be the center of the world. It's ready for whoever it is will rule from Babylon. And so you need to understand that we're living right on the brink of this. And we cannot let them fool us. It's not a black and white situation. I love black people. They love me. I've ministered all of my life to black people, mostly. And you know, after all, Obama is half white, so let's don't forget that. Amen? And so it's not a situation of that. What this is a situation is, let's look at the system and see what we're going to have to do to survive as Christians. That's what this is about. It's not about people's color or which system they serve. It's about us and Jesus. Now, in 2 Thessalonians 2:2, it says that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin shall be revealed, the son of prediction. So we see by these scriptures here that there'll be a falling away. What did that say? First. There'll be a falling away. A falling away from what? From Christ. A falling away from the true Jesus. And when they fall away, and they're totally bewitched, and their minds are totally controlled by this new system, religious system that's been placed into order, then we'll know who the Antichrist is, if we're still here. We'll know who the Antichrist is. So the troubling thing, and I'm closing with this scripture, the troubling thing is, as I was thinking about these things, and the gold, the money system, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, yes, he said, but I'm not forgetting these people. He said, if you look over in James 5 and you read that chapter, you will see that the Lord says that the rich man who has stolen his money from the poor will come and cast his gold out into the streets and weep, because God is going to make it worthless. And he took me to another scripture in Revelation, and it said that they'll sit as Babylon is being destroyed in front of their eyes. Because, you know, the Bible says that Babylon will have a final destruction before Jesus returns. They'll sit on the sea and they'll weep. They'll weep because their commerce is no more. So these rich people that are stealing from us, the poor, and that money that they're taking, it's just like they went into the banking system with a gun and took $8.5 trillion out of the bank that belongs to you and me, and then they blamed it on us and said, as taxpayers, we're going to have to pay it back. Are you listening to what they say? They said that they are going to spend it, and it's none of our business how they spend it. And they told the Congress and the Senate that same